What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5, if you're listening to us live out east, if it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7.
Oral anal.
Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com.
Yay.
Oh, shit.
You and Lori.
I'm a prophet.
However, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it.
I'm on the path of my ancestors, a path beyond the stars, a path to Valhalla.
I mean, goddamn, I gotta say, shit. I mean,
oh god, you know, I told you that one guy that wrote, in a parallel universe, one of the greatest entertainers on the face of the earth is Alex Jones.
No fucking shit, dude.
Because he went to the light side instead of the dark and just became an entertainer and an actor.
I'm very embarrassed to say this, but last night, I watched a movie starring Mel Gibson and Mel Gibson. You know. And
he's a really good actor, really good director.
Is he? I mean,
foul listen, human being.
This Blood Father movie he did is so weird, man.
The what?
Blood Father? Blood Father? Oh god, it sucked. This is so shitty. My only point was, doesn't Alex Jones remind you a little bit now that, you know, Lethal Weapon guy is older? Don't they look similar? Don't they fucking look similar? And they probably.
Wait, who are we comparing?
Alex Jones and
Mel Gibson?
Yes, very similarly looking. I mean, kind of. I mean,
I think Mel Gibson's like 20 years older than Alex Jones, isn't he?
Yeah. And you know, probably for his age, Mel Gibson is in good shape. I don't think on any planet for anyone's age you could say that about Alex Jones.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to define if the shape you're aiming for is round.
Right.
Then
right.
You're in good shape.
This movie was so bad, dude. I mean, it was so fucking stupid. It's, oh god, I hate that I'm talking about it. It said popular on Netflix. How is that popular? I fucking watched it. God, it sucked. Oh, it was horrible. And you know who what's his face? Husband of let's lie our way into Princeton. William H. Macy is in it too. God, you fucking whore, William H. Macy. You whore.
Hey, he
you
needed
whore,
the money
you
early
whore,
on.
You whore.
That was before he was William H. Macy, maybe.
Oh my God. You need to.
Sometimes you need a paycheck, man.
What? God. Yeah, I guess. You know what? That must be it because. You watch the first scene, Mel Gibson. It's just such crap. And you know how they shit out exposition? Oh, they start at an AA meeting where someone's telling their story about what happened to them. That's not heavy-handed, right? Right? God. Shit, man. God. Anyway, that movie sucks. It's just shitty. It's popular on Netflix. Good.
It is.
Everyone's stupid. Including myself.
Yes, you just did.
and you said they weren't. You fucking lied to me before.
I didn't. I never said anything of a kind. You never asked me, I never told you. Or maybe you asked me, but
were
I never lied about
that up
this.
While I was ranting.
I'm a lie, who cares? So, they look ridiculous. Get rid of them, why don't you? Anyway,
he's talking about her new breasts.
You know,
that's right. None of your fucking business. What
it is, it is. They look stupid. I'm just telling you, it's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck. You know, but they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore. Mm-hmm. And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes.
Right. I mean, one stuff. Second. Time out. I know there's lots of news today. And we got COVID all up our assholes. But damn, if you gave me that script, I would be like, I want to do that part. I want that monologue.
Oh, yeah.
I want that fucking monologue. Jeez, he's insane.
He's doing great.
Sashaying.
Like a Vegas whore. And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes and stuff. I won't stand for that anymore.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You go out in public and it's a fucking embarrassment to me. You look like a fucking bitch on heat. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault.
Whoa!
All right?
There we go.
Damn. Wow. Okay.
Mel Gibson, everybody.
Shit, I'm sorry to the universe for giving him a watch. I don't know. Does he make money because I watch his shit fucking film?
I don't know.
Surely not.
Maybe he gets a residual or something.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Jeez. You know, let's just analyze Mel Gibson for a second. I mean, based on this tape, he has an issue with women, I would say.
Okay. Know.
And other humans. And people.
Well, black people.
Yes. Oh, good. Yeah. Did you pick up on
that?
I
did. Yeah. That was subtle. It was subtle at the end.
The slur, of course, is horrible. But he says pack.
Pack.
And when people start comparing races to animals, that is when the shit gets real and we can't have that. I mean, not to point out problems with what Mel Gibson said there, but sorry to virtue signal.
The mother of one or two of his kids.
Oh God, jeez, Dad's coming over. Everybody, be careful!
Right?
Shit, don't piss Dad off.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo. Oh, it's Faithless Friday, by the way, everybody.
Oh, yes.
We're all very excited.
Happy Jesus Day. What has Jesus done for you lately, sinner?
The watchdog red flag on vaccine whistleblower ouster.
Okay.
A federal agency.
Yes.
Said today that it has found reasonable grounds to believe the Trump administration fired Rick Bright in retaliation for his stance on a coronavirus treatment.
Okay.
Touted by Trump.
So. What federal agency?
Bright was abruptly dismissed as director of the Department of Health and Human Services Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority.
God damn. Why is Trump even fucking with that? I mean, to be real, man, let's get real. Let's get fucking real for a second. How often do those people, does that shit turn over? How often do they lose their jobs? How many fuck-ups you have in the, I don't even know what that is, the Biomedical Research fuckhead department?
But, you know, Jared's in charge now.
Oh,
so.
God. That's like Test Utah and Test Iowa. Those tests that don't work. That shit. That's what Jared's probably doing.
The he was removed also as the agency's deputy assistant secretary for preparedness and response.
Jeez.
He had been in charge of overseeing the search for and production of COVID-19 treatments and vaccines.
Let's fire him.
The Office of Special Counsel, which protects whistleblowers. Oh, they're going to get rid of this.
Oh, yeah.
Which protects whistleblowers is recommending that he be reinstated.
Yes.
That'll be comfy.
Yay.
While it continues investigating the matter, its decision comes days after Bright filed a whistleblower complaint against the administration.
He demands Bright be reinstated.
He wasn't fired. He was demoted.
Oh, God. Can someone
put into a shit job somewhere?
Listen, what was done to this man is an injustice. It's bullshit. And I got to tell you, if I'm this Bright guy, and I'm like, who fired me?
I got fired by the guy that used to run Apprentice. I got fired by the guy that's sucking Vlad Putin's big, thick Russian cock. I got fired by that fucking guy.
And then there was a...
I mean, this
Brett
guy
was transferred to a narrower job, it says, in the National Institute of Health.
Do you think Bright made better grades in college than Donald Trump? I'm just wondering.
There was, I think Rainbow Bright made better grades.
Who's read more books? Who's read more books, Bright or Trump?
What time period are we talking about? There was also a study I saw today, another study that said, the hydroxychloroquine doesn't do fuck all.
Yeah.
It's ineffective.
Well, our dickhead governor bought 1 million doses. So what are we going to do with that?
When malaria flares up, we'll be set.
Great.
In a statement following his, I said that already. I believe this transfer was in response to my insistence that the government invest the billions of dollars allocated by Congress to address the COVID-19 pandemic into safe and scientifically vetted solutions, not in drugs, vaccines, and other technologies that lack scientific merit. I'm speaking out because to combat this deadly virus, science, not politics or cronyism, needs to lead the way.
You know, good for this guy. This guy is a hero, but this is... What?
Is that what Trump said?
Well, okay.
Trump called him a disgruntled employee.
Disgruntled?
Disgruntled employee.
I don't know. I don't know this Bright guy. I don't know what a day at work is for him. Here's what my day at work is. I type and I answer emails. And then maybe I'll open up word processing bullshit. Maybe I'll do...
Swear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll just read dumb fucking emails. That's all I do. I don't know what did Bright do? What was his job again? Finding a cure for this shitbag virus, this fuckhead virus.
Director of the Department of Health and Human Services, Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, and Deputy Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response.
It sounds like you're shooting at me with a word machine gun when you rattle off that guy's business card. How the fuck do you fire that guy? If you told me, Ryan, I need you to evaluate the job of the Bio Ninja, go fuck yourself, guy. How would Trump know if he's doing a bad job?
Because he contradicts Trump. That's how he's doing a bad job. One of Bright's concerns about hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine, the drugs pushed by Trump, was that they are manufactured in factories in India and Pakistan that had not been inspected by the FDA.
Oh, good.
And there's all kinds of stories where they tell you don't buy drugs from overseas, especially drugs made in India and Pakistan.
I mean, do we have to, does our country have to look like a third rate, cheap, fucking apocalyptic, into the world
flick?
Strap
in.
Like we, a plague hits. And then some asshole gives us the vaccine that actually kills us. God, we're such basic bitches.
Bright said he tried to express his concerns to government officials, but felt they refused to listen or take appropriate action to accurately inform the public.
Jeez, thank you.
He said he turned to the media himself after concluding he had a moral obligation to the American public, including those vulnerable as a result of illness from COVID-19, to protect it from drugs he believed constituted a substantial and specific danger to public health and safety. And he was right.
You know, I just listened to what you're saying.
He's got a PhD from Emory.
Oh, they do medicine.
Has worked in infectious disease research and treatment development for over 25 years.
Which I think is relevant to what we're going through, is it not?
He was in that position at HHS since 2010.
We have Jared now, though, right?
We have Jared Kushner, yeah.
God,
a trust fund slumlord.
It's so sad. You know, I don't even know what to say about this. This is just tragic. It's tragic he got fired. It's tragic that guy isn't working to find a virus cure or some shit. I mean, is he doing it on his own? I mean, God damn.
So, there you go. We'll see. Trump will now try to fire the office of the special counsel.
You know,
undoubtedly, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't he?
That's because that's what he's doing. That's what he does.
I mean, you know, to me now, it's all of this shit with Trump is
before was like, well, you know, this is very bad, right? I mean, right. we're our democracy is really taking a hit here. But it's wild if you think about that, and then you pile on 70,000 deaths. Most of the deaths could have been avoided if it weren't for this fucking dickbag playing golf and doing his campaign events and ignoring his fucking scientists. And because he did all that shit, more of us are going to fucking die. I mean, didn't the VA order 100,000 fucking body bags?
Yes.
Fuck us. Fuck this.
So that's what's happening at the HuffPo. That's the headline happening over there at the Drudge Report.
That's what's happening. A guy, probably, I don't know, one could argue that the guy that got fired was one of the top guys, right? You could argue he was one of the top
director.
This is tragic. This is like, oh my God, imagine you're in the World Series and for some fucking reason, your lunatic owner of the team hates Mike Trout, hates him so much, he fires him. He fires Mike Trout in the World Series. It's a World Series, but we're not in the World Series. We're in a pandemic. There's no vaccine and our country's opening back up. It's more risky to go outside than it was then before we started this shit, right? It's more risky.
Yeah.
Okay. So why are we about to win then? I was told we almost won this, or we're about to win this, or we're winning, or we're kicking its ass. There's light at the end of the fuck face tunnel, something like that.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Yes. Is she going nuts?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. My favorite mugshots of recent times.
Oh, okay.
The two white racist vigilante fucknut scumbag vermin from Georgia who lynched Ahmaud Arbery.
Okay.
Father son charged with hunting black man.
God.
Three different headlines at the Drudge. Murder shocks nation. DA blocked arrests for months.
Jesus Christ. For months.
Two Glynn County commissioners. By the way, I think it was once the Georgia Bureau of Investigation got involved. They were arrested like within hours.
Yeah.
The GBI was like, not dicking around.
Right.
Two Glynn County commissioners say District Attorney Jackie Johnson's office refused to allow the Glynn County Police Department to make arrests immediately after the February 23rd shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery. The GBI, that's the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, announced the arrests of Travis McMichael, 34, and his father, Greg McMichael, 64.
God.
They got arrested yesterday, more than 2 months after the fatal shooting, denied bond today.
Oh.
So they're staying in jail.
God, just imagine. I mean, I haven't thought about this yet, but like, if imagine you're the father of something, and you raise that person, and then you get that person to help you kill somebody.
You're bonding.
That's so
in Georgia. Up. That's racist bonding.
Oh my God!
The police at the scene.
People are so fucking fucked up, man.
Oh, the police at the scene went to the DA saying they were ready to arrest both of them. These were the police at the scene who had done the investigation. A county commissioner said. She shut them down to protect her friend McMichael.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
Who is she? A county commissioner?
The DA.
Oh, the DA.
The county commissioner is the one
who's
pissed at her.
God, yeah, I mean.
Greg McMichael, now retired, once worked as an investigator in DA Johnson's office.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. They're friends. And she can't do her job.
So this is like a lie because somebody, I think it was it her that put out the thing that said, well, you know, they were under Georgia's laws. It's clear they more than had their right to chase somebody who'd committed a crime.
Well, he didn't, though.
Well, and exactly. And they didn't have any evidence of the sort.
Oh, my God, dude. I don't know. It's fucking insane.
Officers at the scene concluded they had probable cause to make arrests. They called the DA's office to inform the prosecutor of their decision. They were told, do not make an arrest.
So what happened?
She then recused herself from the case within days of the shooting because that asshole worked with her.
Yeah. So how much time has gone by now?
Well, at months.
This point, I mean,
because then the next guy, today, by the way, would have been Arbery's 26th birthday. Then the next person in line had to recuse.
Yeah.
Because his crouch spawn had worked with somebody or somebody like that. They had to recuse too. So it's been just been getting dicked around. And at some point, somebody came out and said, one of these people, I forget who, came out and said, well, we don't think there's any reason to do anything because they're well within the law.
To do what?
They're not.
They're well within the law to...
to chase him down and detain him.
Oh, come on.
But they weren't.
They
absolutely were not.
And it's clear. But the thing is, the guy, it's not that it makes a difference, but doesn't it come into, I mean, the guy was an investigator. So wouldn't he know that? I mean, you know, there's no way to say that he thought he was acting within the law. There's no way.
No.
I mean, it's fucking crazy. God, what a fucking nightmare. Ugh. Shit, man. I mean, you know.
And then we found out that the video, by the way, was captured by one of their friends filming them chase down the Negro.
Jesus and arrest Christ. Him. Fuck.
That's why it wasn't like put out right away. It wasn't a citizen who was horrified and went and ran to the press with it. Somebody had to leak it. Somebody somewhere in this den of fuckery had to leak the video for this to finally get out.
You know, the fucking sad fact is we are in this golden age of Trump's fucking America. And it's like every right wing nut job fuckhead is coming out of the closet and doing fucked up shit. And my God, these fucking cops. I mean, come on.
Let's see.
She was looking out for her friend, the DA. I mean, her friend.
Oh, it was made by a guy named William Bryan, the video, who helped Greg and Travis McMichael pursue Arbery as he ran through the Satilla Shores community.
So that guy's like an accomplice.
He's also being, I believe there was a warrant for his arrest, but he hadn't been arrested yet last I heard.
You know, honestly, these nasty ass fucking Trumpolo deplorable motherfucking trash rednecks. God damn.
They were arrested outside their homes. They were booked into the Glynn County Jail on charges of felony murder and aggravated assault.
Yeah.
The arrest came 36 hours after the GBI opened their investigation.
Oh, wow. How were they able to move so swiftly?
Probable cause was clear to our agents pretty quickly. I'm very comfortable in telling you there's more than sufficient probable cause in charging felony murder.
I mean, yeah. I mean, is it not a hate crime?
The McMichaels told the Popo they were trying to make a citizen's arrest because they suspected Arbery of committing burglaries in the neighborhood.
God.
Arbery, who was unarmed, was on his daily jog.
His daily jog. So, wait, wasn't there the point made that this guy didn't even know what street he was actually on or something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
But this isn't where they usually hang out, these guys, right?
The white guys?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, how would they not know that this is his... I mean, maybe they knew it was his daily jog. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. It's like, hey, there's that black guy again. Let's go shoot him.
They said the GBI investigation was straightforward. The video was already out. We saw it. We reviewed the rest of the file. God. We made the arrest.
Here's a videotape of the motherfucking crime happening.
Calls continue for a federal intervention into how the investigation was handled. Oh, well.
Yes. Sorry, guys.
Justice Department.
That's not happening. And you heard what Trump said. Well,
she's out of water. I'm going to get her some water.
Oh, okay.
It's twice she's gone to the ball.
Trump said something. He said something fucked up, like, you know, you got to review the tape or you got to look at the tape closely or something. Kind of, you know, affording these white Nazi fuck twunts. Who knows what these assholes are? Kind of affording them the benefit of the doubt, which I think is, you know, that's fucking crazy. He must be crushing up lots of Sudafed Trump lately and boofing them straight into his asshole. I wonder who does that for him. Maybe Stephen Miller does it. He's got those nimble fingers. He can.
Stephen Miller ain't touching him now.
Oh. Oh, why?
Stephen Miller's wife tested positive for COVID.
Oh, shit. Wow. You know, that's weird. There's another story about a guy at the White House testing positive for COVID.
LA, yeah.
Yeah. And then a staffer.
That's the staffer.
Oh, okay.
Is Stephen Miller's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Pence's spokesperson.
God.
So back to the Arbery thing.
Could you imagine having coronavirus and then fucking Stephen Miller? I mean, that is god awful. Jesus.
Back to the Arbery thing. The Johnson, the Glynn County District Attorney, recused herself from the case.
Yes.
Given that McMichael once worked in her office, he investigated I guess Arbery had a shoplifting charge.
Okay.
When he was in high school.
Okay.
Okay. The Arbery case isn't the only one Johnson has been criticized over. For more than a month, her office has known of new DNA evidence that the Georgia Innocence Project says proves Dennis Perry, a man who's been in prison for 20 years for murder, is innocent. Oh, let's guess what color this man is.
I'm going to say he's black, Pat.
So they've got DNA evidence proving he's innocent. And this asshole DA. See, this is one of the fundamental
problems. So there's evidence that this guy should not be in jail and he's not guilty of what he is in prison for, right? Is that the gist of it? I mean, then why don't they just let him the fuck out? Why not just let him out? And then while he's out, you just work the paperwork out later or something, wouldn't you think?
Well, yeah.
Shouldn't there be some mechanism that just gets you out?
But you got these fucking, the win column is more important.
That's crazy.
The whole paradigm needs to shift. It can't be, oh, look at how many people were thrown behind bars. Look how great we are. It needs to be, look how few people we're putting behind bars.
Yeah. Well, they need to
look how good our society is.
Yeah. When there are people like, they need to get rid of this war on drugs. I would consider that a loss, right?
Fail.
The DARE program also.
Big fail.
Big fail, okay.
Drugs are really excellent, is what we called them in school.
I like the t-shirts for some reason. I don't know.
Johnson has not acted to free Perry, even though legal experts say she should do so immediately.
Right. Of course. A fucking course. How long has he been in jail? In prison?
20 years for murder.
Holy fuck. 20 years, dude.
Yeah.
Let the guy out.
The Georgia Innocence Project.
Jesus. Yeah, okay. That's a what is that? It's not a government thing, right? It's just, I mean, it wouldn't be our government. Jesus. It's just a private group.
Georgia Innocence Project? Yeah.
So they're just doing this.
Yeah, aren't there some colleges where they've set up groups? Yeah,
Northwestern. That was in Illinois. It's crazy that why is it a group of college students?
He's a white dude.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. Apologies. You know, I don't know who I'm apologizing to.
Not that the DA isn't in Gwinnett County, Georgia isn't a racist.
And it's
Glynn County. Excuse me.
It's Gwinnett. You got to say Gwinnett, dude. They will fucking. They'll call you in
Birmingham.
Oh my God. You're like, darn him.
Mistaken eyewitness identification.
Oh.
Incentivized witness.
Well, geez. How did...
Unrecorded interrogation.
The witness should be...
So these are all police and investigator failures.
Fuck-ups. Now, are they going to pay a price? Will they be sued?
Oh, are you kidding me?
You should be able to sue a guy. Like, if you could sue a doctor for malpractice, you should be able to sue a cop. But if you're exonerated and you spent 20 years in jail, and you can tell that what happened was due to this guy's...
Right.
Malicious intent. Maybe
we need to talk
up.
To the Supreme Court about these qualified immunity cases they've been having and
what
voting on the side of cops.
What the fuck does that mean?
Immune from personal responsibility when they do shit when they're cops, basically.
Why is that? Why would any civilized society want to have that? That makes no fucking
because
sense.
Because it gives the authoritarians hard-ons.
Oh, okay.
That the cops can are protecting us. Sometimes they got to do shit. You got to let them do what they want to do.
Well, I mean, you know, it is actually crazy that a cop would violate your constitutional right. I mean, they actually know that, right? They know the shit they're supposed to do.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And not do. They don't learn that in cop school. Come on.
They don't spend one day on the Constitution. Watch those.
God.
Cop training nowadays is like you're going to Fallujah.
Yeah.
That's one of the main problems.
But you're not.
Well, that's one of the main problems. Police training is not months and months of investigative tactics and psychology of dealing with the public and de-escalation and all that. No, they're running live video games with, we're going to use live rounds today on the course. Going to shoot the shit out of some stuff.
I mean, where we lived in California was a fairly interesting neighborhood for crime at times. You know, I mean,
sure.
Shit went down there and, but you know what? I never saw cops walking that neighborhood.
They don't anymore. They stay in their urban assault vehicles in tinted windows and intimidate. They're not community policing anymore.
I don't get it.
And even though study after study after study around the world has shown that policing works better when you get the police out and get them involved in the community, get them to know the people that are hanging out on the street
they
corner.
They humanize the people. So maybe they don't fucking abuse them.
That's not how America works. That's not how we work.
Wouldn't it work better that way? I mean, wouldn't it be easier? God, I'm about to say the dumbest fucking thing. These guys that murdered. These guys that, how do you say?
Arbery.
Ahmaud
Arbery.
Ahmaud Arbery. If they weren't racist pieces of shit, their life would be better.
Yeah.
So why?
They wouldn't be spending probably the rest of their lives in prison.
So why not just not do that? Why not do that? I don't know. I think people need mushrooms. But you know what? Who am I kidding? Those fuckheads are just fuckheads, right?
Yeah.
No hope for those guys. Somebody like that.
And if I were king, I'd be pulling absolutely every conviction that this racist McFuckwad was involved in.
Oh, yes.
His whole career.
Absolutely.
20 fucking years. I'm going back and looking at everything because I don't believe him now. Now he's a proven racist KKK lynching motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, not that he's in the KKK. I'm sure he is, but we don't know that.
I mean, but if, you know, he voted for Trump. Not that it matters.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, you know these are Trumpers.
If you look at the pictures of him, I mean.
I got in this argument. I was just pissed off. I got this dumbass argument with somebody on Facebook last night. This guy put a meme up. It's like, why can't the story be a couple of guys mistakenly shoot a guy that they thought was committing a crime? And I commented, because it's not. It's not what happened. That's not what happened. That's why that's not the story.
If the report was there's a skinny white guy, middle-aged, that we think has been breaking into houses, and my skinny ass was out running in Glynn County, would these two fuck knuckles have stopped me?
Fuck no, man.
So what is the difference?
I'm going to go with skin color, Pat. Jeez, sorry. Negative 5 points for virtue signaling. What's the other one? There's virtue signaling. There's the
social justice warrior.
Oh, yes. You're an SJW. Oh, okay. Now, that is offensive to me. How?
And I always like to remind everybody that the one time we were being insulted by somebody who called us do-gooders.
Oh, my God.
You're just a bunch of do-gooders.
I would like to be.
Okay.
I would like to be. Yeah, most of us.
What's wrong with that?
You know what's fucked
up,
man?
This is who they are.
You know what's fucked up?
Vile, disgusting, selfish, petulant little man babies.
Yes.
All these
fuck
white,
them.
These angry white fucks.
Fuck them. And you know, we
like these two.
We have to realize we don't need these fucking people. We don't need them. We don't need them. There's a lot more of us. Just go out and fucking hunting vote, man. We can't, like, our country. See, this is this kind of shit. I'm not saying this instance wouldn't have happened if Donald Trump wasn't president. I'm just saying that I feel like there's more of this since he's president.
Well, sure, they're emboldened. There is more than this.
I mean, did we forget Charlottesville, man? I mean, Charlottesville. Marching with those fucking tiki torches. Like fucking idiots. And those cops didn't do shit.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report. A bunch of headlines about these fuckers finally getting arrested.
You know, it's crazy too, because the you know, I guess the GBI, I mean, is doing their job because this got some publicity, right? This found it. This story finally found its way into the news, and people started talking about it. And that's why they acted so swiftly. This is just our society is fucked up, and our cops are fucked up.
I'm just looking at some of the other headlines.
I mean, what reasonable society can roll along and function like it should when we have these cops? When we have these cops. With this institutional racism and shit.
The, Katie Miller is the spokesperson for Pence.
Oh, for Pence. Okay. And she has the corona.
Tested positive.
Okay. Okay. Well,
and
geez.
Trump even said it this morning. People were trying to figure out who the fuck he was talking about. Katie tested positive, he said. And everybody's like,
Katie?
Who the fuck is Katie?
Shit. Well, I'll tell you who Katie is. Katie has fallopian tubes. Because if Katie didn't have fallopian tubes, Katie would be like, oh, that's Bill. That's the guy. That's Mike Pence's graphic designer. Whoever the fuck. Who is she again?
Spokesperson.
Spokesperson. But he just sees a broad. So it's Katie or it's Deb or it's Melanie.
So this puts another potential threat squarely in the president's inner circle.
God.
Miller serves as the vice president's top spokesperson, traveling with him. That's Katie Miller, traveling with him frequently and attending meetings by his side. She's also married to top White House aide and senior advisor Stephen Miller.
Oh, God, that is amazing. How do you...
who writes the majority of Trump's speeches and spends copious amounts of time around the president, Jared and Ivanka.
I tell you what, Stephen Miller and Katie, they're a thing, right? They're married or... They're
married.
They're married. God, that's a sex tape to watch and then just blow your fucking brains out.
Oh, can I blow my brains out before I watch it, please?
Yeah. I don't want to die. The last thing I see and then off into the void. Mulch.
So there you go. Our thoughts and prayers are with Katie Miller.
God, I'm trying to, like, who has it worse? Katie Miller or Elaine Chao? I mean, God.
Or Elaine Chao.
God, boy.
I mean, at
least
Stephen Miller is somewhat human shaped.
what a compliment. you said something nice about Stephen Miller on this show. I never thought I'd hear that.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Lucky.
We're all very, very excited.
Oh, yes. Thank
to
you.
Be here.
One second. Thanks for everything, Jesus. Good fucking job, dude. Nice work. Are you on heroin?
Let's see. We've got here's some. I don't even know who this is. This is some other some Jesus asshole.
Some freak.
The big God bless America sign behind her.
God.
QAnon conspiracy theorist. Here's another one.
How the fuck?
I think this is the one who was the guest on Vandersteel's.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That dog doesn't... Listen, I don't think the dog understands that we're doing... Like, we're just talking right now. She doesn't understand that this is a thing we're recording, right? I mean, I don't think...
I mean, I would assume not.
Does she feel like this conversation is different from other conversations we have had? Or is this just us in this room talking?
We do this every day. She gets her Kong toy, and then she...
What does this mean to her?
It means it's time for her lap nap.
Yeah, yeah.
QAnon conspiracy theorist Kelly Ruiz. I think she was the one who was one of the guests on that Vandersteel show we've been playing some of the clips from.
That's a great show, you know. What a great show.
QAnon conspiracy theorist.
Boy, I tell you that.
And this is what we're up against.
The entertainment culture just around QAnon is just blowing the fuck up, man. Wow.
Q has been on fire like I have not seen. He's just going at it right and left. And a lot of times, John, I always get people asking me, please, can you send this video to President Trump? He needs to see this. He needs to see about Dr. Fauci. He needs to see this video over here about the pandemic. He knows, folks. Let me tell you this. President Trump has been awake for a long time, and it's always been said that literally we're about 7 years. Those who are following Q in the Great Awakening, especially from the beginning when you go back to the earlier posts, you can see where we're about 7 years ahead of the regular mass population, right?
Gosh.
They're 7 years ahead of us.
Holy shit. They're 7 years ahead of us. How do you make that calculation, though?
I mean, mass population right now.
I'm 10 years ahead of you.
Right.
Because people sometimes will think, what's your 10-year plan? Or this last 10, I don't know. Seven is just weird. Whatever.
Ahead of the regular mass population. You can see where we're about 7 years ahead of the regular mass population right now. And President Trump is roughly 2 years ahead of us.
Why? What?
I don't know what any of that means. I don't know what it means. They're awake. They know what's going on. And Trump is even ahead of them.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on.
Okay.
Don't worry. I
get this. Because to me, these loons fall into two categories. There's these fuckheads that are cultists or whatever they are. They don't even think about it. But then there's these other guys that explain every dumb fucking thing he does. Like, what's that guy with the crazy voice? The life coach fuckhead.
Dilly.
Like, Dilly believes he's playing, like, four-dimensional Rubik's Cube
chess
or some shit like that.
Yeah, he even said, sometimes I'm even like, what the hell are you doing? And then I realize that he's way ahead of us, so fuck it.
No, it's actually scary what you just said, dickhead. He's so insane that you don't understand what he's doing, and you're bananas.
Yesterday, we missed it, by the way. I feel bad. Was the National Day of Prayer.
Okay.
That Trump ordered.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Did you not pray? Or
I forgot, I guess.
Shelby, did you pray? Okay.
I did not. It says, the Southern Baptist's prayer guide demonstrates how far the rhetoric of Seven Mountains Dominionism has penetrated into the religious right. And Seven Mountains are the ones who believe that God wants a certain kind of Christian to be in charge of all the mountains of cultural influence.
Jesus. Oh, I see.
Government, media, education, business, arts, entertainment, church, and family.
Okay, well, let's go through their leaders of each mountain. Entertainment, Kirk Cameron, taken care of. What's another mountain they have to... Or maybe Chuck Norris.
It's associated with the New Apostolic Reformation.
Oh, God.
A network of Pentecostal and charismatic leaders who believe God has given modern-day apostles and prophets the power to work miracles, transform the church and whole nations, establish God's kingdom on earth, speed the return of Jesus Christ.
Go fuck yourself, you lunatics.
Pompeo.
Oh, God.
Is an evangelical Pentecostal.
By the way.
Our Secretary of State.
Is there a right-wing nut job lunatic Jesus freak that doesn't work in the fucking White House, by the way? God.
Why are they all so fucking weird? And listen, when you get into the Pentecostal area, because the Pentecostals own all the crazy shit. They do. They speak in tongues, and they do the snakes, and they do the burning your face, whatever that's about. They do those things. So they do the fucked up shit. And this is based in a Pentecostal thing, the Seven Mountains garbage, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great. Good. That's good to hear.
The rhetoric of the Seven Mountains has been adopted across the religious right, even by leaders who may not share the New Apostolic Reformation ideology. So all these Christians are, because it says they find the concept a convenient lingua franca for encouraging conservative common language.
Okay.
I don't know why they didn't say that.
Cool. Yeah, why wouldn't you say that?
Use that term.
Because this is weird. This is all
weird. For encouraging conservative evangelicals to get more involved in politics. So even if they don't necessarily 100% believe, all the evangelicals are using this rhetoric to try to get their waddlers to vote.
Guys,
this is the Southern Baptist Convention.
Right.
Their prayer guide, it says here, demonstrates just how deeply the Seven Mountains rhetorical framework has penetrated conservative Christian circles.
Listen to me. If you live in California, New York, maybe you don't know how loony the South can be. They can be fucking nuts. And when you're thinking about like donating to some campaign of some guy that's going to win anyway, maybe send the guy running against Matt Gaetz some fucking cash. Send Phil Ayer $10. God.
Seven Mountains Dominionism. Amy McGrath
in
Kentucky. And
shit, man.
And Jamie Harrison in South Carolina.
God. What's the most important?
God, who's
McGrath.
The astronaut.
Mark Kelly.
Yeah. In Arizona.
See, Mark Kelly, by the way, how long did Mark Kelly stay in that space station?
A long time.
And it sucked. Honestly, it did. He had a lot of problems. So, Tom Cruise, go up there and make your fucking space movie. You're out of your fucking mind. What's going on?
There's a fly in the studio.
She loves it, man.
Near the window.
She loves it, shit.
And the intern has spotted the incursion.
She's not into it, man. I don't think she's into it. Her eyebrows. Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Seven Mountain Dominionism is promoted by prophetic Trump supporters like Lance Wallnau. We played clips from him. He's on the Baker Show frequently.
Prophetic. What?
Prophet.
Prophets.
Prophetic.
Yeah. But like, he's a what kind is he?
They're all prophets.
Are they Pentecostal or? It doesn't matter. They're stupid.
It was even the Dominionism was mentioned at CPAC this year.
Oh, good.
By Turning Point USA's Charlie Kirk,
is one of these heel. Like horrible right wing nut job thing crazy. Groups yeah. or some shit like that.
He said, finally, we have a president that understands the seven mountains of cultural influence.
You sound fucking crazy. The seven mountains of cultural cum face. Sign me up. Jesus Christ, they'll say anything. That doesn't mean anything. What's your favorite mountain?
Space.
Oh, Space Mountain?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good answer. Space Mountain. Space Force. What happened to that shit?
I guess it's still going.
Okay, well. Fuck.
So there you go. Yesterday, the Southern Baptist Convention's prayer guide was
so
like a litany of this creepy Handmaid's Tale bullshit.
Oh, it's horrible. Oh, God. You religious lunatics, I can't begin to explain to you how incredibly creepy you all are. I mean, first of all, like this shit with this Seventh Day Mountain, whatever the fuck, is wacky. And there's this like, there's something about the way.
But it's their blueprint for takeover.
Yeah. Yeah.
The seven mountains are the mountains they need to conquer to then
They want to have and influence.
Then apparently the legs of the earth will fly open for Jesus to enter us all.
Are they the kind of Pentecostals that will let women wear shorts or not?
I don't know.
Because, damn it, dude.
It's probably mixed.
I work with, when I worked at Six Flags Over Georgia, I was Daffy Bugs and Sylvester in the all-new Kazoo Review. I worked with a guy that was Pentecostal, and God, he told me some crazy shit about speaking in tongues. He believes it, of course. Of course he fucking believes. Like the spirit just overtakes you and you're like God's tongue or what the fuck ever. Very creepy. You know, but his sister worked at the park, but she had to wear a long khaki, dude, dress all the way down to her fucking ankles. In summer!
Oh, yeah.
In Georgia!
So that whore doesn't turn on the boys.
That's crazy.
That's their thoughts. It's like a burqa. It's the same vibe as a burqa.
Cannot be in our government. Isn't that a good enough reason to vote blue? Don't you think? Just to get that out. Oh, it's disgusting. So stupid.
And, you know, do you, but fuck.
No, yeah, go fuck yourself. Don't do you. Don't do you. Don't do you, because you guys are killing us with these, like, fucking gatherings. These
streams in the desert. Malachi 4:2 says, Jesus, arise over the nation with healing in your wings. President, one last word. Like David, who had victory after victory after victory after victory, would face his biggest battle. It was called Ziglag. And they would take his wives and his children, and the city would be...
I'm like David having his biggest victory at Zigzag.
Ziglag. Did she say zigzag or ziglag?
I was saying Trump would get it wrong.
Ziglag. Is Ziglag like a big battle? Like Lord of the Rings kind of shit?
I guess.
We will
take his wives and his children and the city would be burned down. And he cried and he wept. And he began to pray out to God, and God gave him a word. Mm-hmm. And through fasting and praying, I believe this is the word for you and for this nation.
Come bubble.
This is insanity. This person needs some lithium.
Fasting and praying, I believe this is the...
What do you think the word is?
I...
Shamukalaka! Power!
Is it going to be tongues?
I want to hear this word.
And through fasting and praying, I believe this is the word for you and for this nation. The Lord spoke to him and said, pursue and go after them, and you shall without fail recover all. Sir, the word of the Lord, I believe, for this nation and for this administration is you will recover all.
Ha, 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 ha.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you. Oh. I completely agree, Paula.
Pay Paula White, baby. Pay her. Pay her. That's the person that works in the White House, right? Paula White. She works in the White House.
Religious. No more delays to restoration of this great nation, the United States of America. For Psalm 71:2 says, God. In your righteousness, deliver us and rescue us. Incline your ear and save us. Psalm 107 says, you deliver us out of distress and out of destruction. Your word will not return void, according to Isaiah chapter 55.
What does Psalm 69 say? Hey.
Isaiah Thomas? He didn't know about any of this shit.
This is at the White House
yesterday. This is crazy.
On the lawn. We had a fucking tent revival.
I am sure that if you were able to talk to people that hung out with Donald Trump in New York in the 80s and 90s, that they would, if you said, describe Donald Trump, would it be Christian? I don't think so. Why did they think that?
10 years ago, 5 years ago.
Why did they think he's one of them? Because of racism, I guess. Because of racism.
Sure, add up a whole bunch of different reasons.
Yeah. God. You guys suck. Deplorables. Diga bumbo dobe eh? Sade ludo bate gay! What, do you think that's good?
Sure.
What I just did. No, really. Do you like that?
Well, yeah. God, she's a piece of work. That's she's on the payroll, I believe.
Yeah. If you were speaking,
She's getting paid. Oh, I wonder if she's like, I'm not taking a salary to help.
Bullshit.
Help the president.
Hey, listen. People like Paula White don't get into this bullshit to not get paid.
Mm-hmm. thanks for joining us, everybody. Oh, yes.
Thank you very much. And thank you, everyone out there that believes in nothing. I really appreciate that. That means a lot to me. Thank you. Continue to believe in nothing.
It is Faithless Friday, as yes. I mentioned.
Right.
I've got... Did you see there's a tape running around now of the new spokes-Gamorrean guard.
Okay.
Kaylee McInerney. Oh. McInerney, McInerney.
Oh, is that the Nazi?
Kaylee McInerney.
Kaylee, how sick of polls are people in New Hampshire right now? Probably very sick, especially when they see that Donald Trump is number two and doesn't deserve to be there.
Okay, well, what do you think of the Trump excitement? What do you chalk that up?
I appreciate his boldness, and I think some of his rhetoric got the base excited, but it is not welcome rhetoric. Look, the GOP doesn't need to be turning away voters and isolating them. We need to be bringing them into the tent. Donald Trump is the last person who's going to do that.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
The music, you know, as they put the music under it, but that was from a Fox show during the campaign.
Yeah.
Kaylee McInerney, right. McInerney, currently the White House press secretary.
Yeah.
So do you think once critical of Donald Trump.
They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us.
Oh, God, you fuck.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
I want to make clear I don't support what Donald Trump said. I think he said something very inartful, very inappropriate. However, he was hitting at a real issue in this country.
Well, let's talk about that then specifically. What Donald, his stance on immigration, what is it? And is his stance the stance of most Republicans?
I think that the stance of most Republicans is we've got to plug the border, but I think the mainstream Republican does not want to send the illegal immigrant back to Mexico. I think that they're here to stay. That's not the American way. We're not going to ship people across the border. There has to be some path to citizenship.
Isn't
what
that interesting?
The fuck.
There has to be a path to citizenship.
Now, I'm not crazy. That is the opposite of Trump's policy. Yes.
Donald Trump has shown himself to be a showman. I don't think he's a serious candidate.
Kaylee, oh this God. Is your guy. He's number two in the polls.
Hey, I don't want to claim this guy. Donald Trump, if we're going to be honest, is a progressive. He supports eminent domain. He's supported tax increases before. He's donated $300,000 to Democratic candidates. So the fact that the Republican Party is now having to claim him is both unfortunate and, to me, inauthentic, because this is not a true Republican candidate. And the fact that he's being portrayed as such in media is troublesome and not accurate.
Ooh, shit. Shit. I think, you know... I think Trump didn't know she said all that shit. And I think...
Well, she started to pivot, though.
Right.
Later.
Well, but I there's no way he knew she... this would bother him, don't you think? I mean...
I think if you turn and kiss his boots, that he's okay with it.
Do you think... And I'm saying this...
He's buds with Ted Cruz now.
I'm saying this because I can see Trump thinking like this. Do you think that, you know, he probably finds her attractive? And that had
that
something
possibly
to
have
do
something
with it.
To do with it, knowing the president.
And so maybe, I don't know, maybe this is an insight into Donald Trump. He finds her so attractive, he's willing to ignore that shit she just said. Or he doesn't know yet. I don't know.
So there you go. A lot of people sharing that on Twitter saying, don't share this.
God.
Because Trump will get upset.
And you know, what's Kaylee? So shame on her. She knows. She's not some whacked out cultist. She's an opportunist. She's an opportunist. She's getting this job, right? She works for the White House. But she knows Donald Trump is bad news. She thinks Donald Trump is a progressive?
Well, that was one of the problems at the beginning, was they were like, well, you know, he was pro-choice up until allegedly not too long ago.
Well,
and he donated money to Hillary.
I don't care. Yeah. Well, I don't care who he donated to what, because the guy said he thinks he should jail doctors that perform abortions. He said that, right? Chris Matthews got him to say
yes.
That. I mean, that's crazy. That's the craziest thing anyone's ever said running for president. Well, I mean, other shit he said.
That we know of. Yeah, God. Yeah.
You know what you played at the beginning of the show?
Which one?
I'm like a supermodel.
Except like times 10?
What was the fucking context of that?
I don't remember.
I mean, damn, that's crazy.
Barbershops and salons can reopen in most of Florida this coming Monday.
We won, everybody. We beat it.
Governor Ron DeSantis announced today in a significant alteration to his reopening plans.
Oh, okay. So is this less aggressive or more aggressive?
Shops in any county operating the governor's phase one program will be allowed to reopen.
Phase one. This is the one where
Monday, that means it will be all counties except Broward, Miami-Dade.
And why not them?
Because they got a lot of the COVID.
So, oh my God, I don't even know how to reason with anybody. I would see that and I would say, wait a second. Well, if Broward's doing it, why aren't we doing it?
Reopening barbershops and salons was not originally in the first part of DeSantis's three-phase plan. A lot of states have five, but DeSantis can only count so high. Phase one, which allowed restaurants and shops to open at 25% indoor capacity, started this Monday.
Oh, good.
Barbershops will have to obey, quote, enhanced safety protocols. It does not clarify what such protocols may be.
I mean,
what does that mean?
Because I don't know that you can cut someone's hair and stay
without touching them, unless you're Edward Scissorhands.
But also,
and then technically you're touching them with your scissors.
Well, you have to be Mr. Plastic Man too, because or Stretch, whatever the fuck he is.
Stretch Armstrong.
No, which is the one that was in
Mr. Fantastic,
the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
God, that movie sucked. Right? Was Not that great. A shitty one?
Yeah, it was bad.
Why didn't you guys make that one good?
Barbara, when they called the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, which licenses barbers, to ask what these details are for these protocols.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't have any.
Well,
we don't know what you're talking about. We'll have more information later at myfloridalicense.com or something like that.
I'm at least glad that some people called for the guidelines.
So far, we have nobody. Neither the CDC nor the White House have provided guidelines for salons and barbershops. How are they supposed to do this?
On their own.
Florida's task force suggests that businesses, quote, consider requiring employees to wear masks.
Oh, fuck me, man.
Consider regularly wiping down stations and having customers wait outside before appointments.
See, this
consider
sucks.
It.
This sucks because now it's just on us. It's on us to look out for ourselves because our government doesn't give a fuck. They're fine with us fucking dying.
Friday's announcement was met with hesitation by one salon owner in St. Petersburg.
Yes.
Who has ordered special cleaning and air filtration equipment.
Ooh.
In anticipation of eventually opening.
But what would
she said, I don't really know how I can run my business right now because I don't know what the guidelines are.
But this is the thing that doesn't make any sense. I mean, maybe at first in Florida, God, I don't know, people will start going out. But is it sustainable? I mean, if the numbers go up.
Right. she said she's scheduled COVID-19 tests for herself and her staff next week, but those results could take a few days to get back. She said she won't open until she has the results. Well, I mean, at least she's being somewhat.
I mean, you could take
careful.
This as an, I mean, it might be a better idea to, because this is what is going to happen unless the science is wrong and shit. We're going to open in Florida and you'll stay open until the beds at the ICU fill up. And then we'll just have to close because we'll have to. So however long that is how long we're going to be open. I mean, is that even reasonable, though?
Georgia's guidelines include requiring employees wear masks at all times.
Okay.
They recommend employees wear face shields and gloves.
Don't go out if you don't have to.
And use clean capes every time. You know, gosh, they just kind of shake the cape off and put it on the next person.
Yeah.
Those plastic capes.
Shit.
Texas allowed hair salons, nail salons, tanning salons.
Are essential. Need this shit.
And barbershops to reopen, but the state issued 4-page checklists with instructions of how to reopen safely.
This is like, isn't this? This is what I would do. I would shut everything down. I would fucking make the Congress give people money per month to so they could stay home. And if the essential workers that work at these restaurants or fucking, you know, grocery stores, you make everything like a pickup thing, a contactless pickup or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you do with barbershops. I did have one idea. Can't you program the path of a drone by a computer?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they have computers that they have robots that do surgery.
Oh, so shit.
I'm sure they can have,
there you go,
figure out robots that cut your hair.
There you go.
Takes a while, though. I mean, to develop.
No, there's no way. We've all had our hair cut. I mean, there's no way the person could be 6 feet away unless she's in some weird, like, you know, alternate reality or some shit like that. Maybe VR technology or something. I don't know.
So that's what's going on in Florida.
Yes.
Everybody, people in adult states.
VR technology is actually the way to do it because you sit down at a chair and behind the chair, there are hands and there's scissors in the hands. But somewhere else, there's a guy with VR goggles cutting and he's cutting your hair. It looks like he's cutting his hair, your hair, but he's not there. But his actions are moving the scissors. You know what I mean?
Third straight day in a row of increase in cases in Florida. So, of course, let's open up the hair salons.
Did you see also that...
So they're breaking their own guidelines.
Yeah. The racist extended our state of emergency or some shit like that for 60 days. That's weird.
18 deaths here in Escambia County now. Two more since yesterday.
Fuck.
618 total cases.
Damn, that, you know, I wonder what it was last week. I mean, it's just going up.
No, sure, yeah.
Why are we opening up? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it does. Everybody wants to make money. Get out there and do bullshit.
So, yeah, the last 3 days, 578, 588, and 651 deaths.
Yeah. Or
cases, I mean. New cases.
This UBI thing.
And we all know that it's underreported.
Right. This UBI thing would save lives, wouldn't it? If people...
Sure.
Then...
And how about universal health care?
Yes.
And UBI.
Well...
Together.
The real gross part of that is the Republicans have just done that equation for us. We're not worth it. We're not worth it.
No.
They didn't want to send you one check for $1,200. They barely wanted to do that. And then Trump lost his shit. I got a letter sent with Donald Trump. I got a cover letter. Didn't you get a cover letter?
No, I got a check. I didn't direct deposit.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a little note from Trump.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Real bizarre. I mean.
Look at this money I'm giving you. Remember in November that I gave you $1,200. Yeah. Signed Donald Trump. I gave it to you.
Did he type that in Word or something? Or
even though the Democrats want to give that $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
Until it's over.
Maybe they're interested.
And the Republicans are like, oh, no. Listen, how are we going to pay for those tax cuts that we gave the rich people, fact? We're going to have to go after Social Security in the first place. We're not going to start giving you takers $2,000 a month.
And I know Joe Biden isn't everybody's big, thick, wet dream of your Democratic candidate. But, you know, we have Hitler in the White House right now. And Joe Biden is going to get us closer to, like, universal health care than Trump will, right? I mean, that's true, right? Yeah. I mean, at least it's would be better.
I saw one that said, vote Biden. He won't inject you with bleach.
or he won at whoever is it. None of this would have happened, though. If Biden was president right now, none of this would have happened, because I bet he would have had that pandemic response team. And I motherfucking bet that we would be talking to South Korea, and we would have been the leaders in at least some of this shit, right? I mean, it's something.
Jim Baker.
Oh, okay.
We talked about.
How's he doing?
Facing various financial and legal problems. Financial and legal problems ever since he used the February episode of his program to promote a silver solution.
Damn!
Sold by his network, suggesting it could possibly kill the coronavirus.
Oh, God.
And heal those infected.
Yes.
Baker is currently being sued by the Missouri Attorney General for misrepresentations about the effectiveness of silver solution as a treatment for 2019 novel coronavirus.
You know what is funny to me? I bet Jim Baker paces around that dumb fucking studio he has in the warehouses of bullshit that he sells. He's got, I wish I had never done that fucking segment. Why did I do that segment?
Probably, yeah.
You dumb fuck.
Well, yesterday his legal team issued a press release announcing they filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. They claim he's being unfairly targeted by those that want to crush his ministry and force his Christian television program off the air. This case is about religious freedom.
Oh, wow. I thought it was about some weird shit that doesn't really do anything, but if you drink it, it will cure your chlamydia.
Get this.
Okay.
It contains a sworn statement from his daughter, his adopted daughter.
Okay.
Maricela Woodall.
Right.
Who is the chief operating officer of Baker's Morningside Church Ministry.
Oh, shit, yes.
She asserts that Morningside considers Baker's daily television program to be a religious service, and everything he says is a sermon.
Oh, fuck.
Directed at the congregation.
Damn.
Now, so when he's selling 50-pound jugs of soup.
Okay.
That's actually a sermon.
Oh, that's
weird.
To
his flock.
It's not an infomercial.
No.
Jeez. Gosh, who's the Attorney General of New York going after him? Who is that? What's her name? Letitia
James.
Do you think she's going to say, oh, Jim, I didn't think about that. I'm sorry. I'll withdraw the case. My fault.
They insist that Baker's Silver Solution, quote, was made available to this generation by God.
Yeah.
For the benefit of their viewers, and any attempt to hold Baker accountable for falsely promoting it as a coronavirus cure is an unconstitutional attack on his religious liberty.
Shit, yes, Pat. Absolutely. Well, wait. So who do you sue then? God? He's saying you sue God because God is responsible for it. So you got to sue God. I'm sorry.
Our sincerely held religious beliefs require us to encourage our partners to prepare spiritually, mentally, and physically for the second coming of Christ and assist them in doing so by bringing experts to our broadcasts to teach how to accomplish this goal.
Oh, fuck the fuck off.
It would be these goals.
Right. Jeez.
You wanted to use
correct English. But dude. Oh, they don't.
An integral part of this expressive ministry and practice, as well as the doctrinal teachings of our religion, includes educating our partners concerning and offering them products, including Silver Solution, that we believe have been made available to this generation by God. We believe in providing practical tools and supplies to prepare for the end times.
That
in
is
connection with the solicitation of funds for the ministry.
Okay. So, I think that...
So, they're saying we can...
Fuck that.
We can push false treatments because religion.
Right, of course. I mean...
Again, Rastafarians.
Yeah.
We want to smoke weed because it's our sincere religious belief. Well, most of you are black, and we ain't letting that happen.
We're going to have to put
you in jail. That's not a real religion.
Oh, yeah. No, this religion about this emaciated white guy who was born in Africa that crawled up on a cross and then we nailed him to something and he...
And this is the whole problem. They don't want equal treatment.
They want special treatment.
They want... They want special
preferential
treatment.
But even like the way that guy that they put it, they're sincerely held beliefs. They're sincerely held
beliefs.
That's
the code word now.
But meaning
I can get away with anything. I'm surprised these two white assholes aren't going to say it was their sincerely held religious belief that this black guy was going to kill him.
That's like saying my sincerely held belief is that this weather radio isn't a weather radio. It's a communication device with E fucking T. That's my sincerely motherfucking held religious belief. And for that reason, I'm allowed to tell you this shit.
They're saying
coronavirus.
They're saying that we as a society are not allowed to challenge them when they are selling harmful products because of their religion.
They're telling.
Fuck them.
That is insanity.
Fuck them.
There's no way. Listen.
If this passes, if they get through with this, this country's well done.
Well, what would happen? Bill Barr just sticks his dick into it?
It would probably be where are they? Missouri. We're fucked. It's Republicans.
No, but it's New York, though.
No. Missouri. The Missouri Attorney General. The New York threatened.
Oh.
She threatened Alex Jones.
Oh, I thought she
may have gotten in the other one, but it was the Missouri Attorney General that's suing him.
Oh, I was excited.
His own state.
Because, well.
So there you go. They're trying to claim, hey, we can sell fake cures for shit because of Jesus.
Yeah, you're not allowed to hurt anybody.
I'm sorry. It's not what they think.
That you're not allowed to hurt people with your stupid
shit. Not what they think.
Oh, God. So stupid. It's not reasonable. It's not reasonable that a guy can say colloidal silver cures. What is he? He said it cures chlamydia, STDs.
He really emphasized a couple of times that it cures STDs.
Yeah, shit, man.
Who's watching him?
Everybody's fucking over there.
Fresh from a turn.
Ooh.
Of trying to make sure that every crevice of Trump's starfish has been lavished with his tongue. Lindsey Graham.
Shit, I gotta get a line on this.
Of South Carolina.
Oh, good.
Was on Tuesday's episode of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
Oh, my God. Is that even television?
Family Research Council President.
This is a fucking podcast fucking YouTube thing, right?
Radio show.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Tony Perkins. A fucking whack job.
Listen to what Lindsay has to
say. Fuck these lunatics.
If the president had one thing that he talked about, well, two things I would say that he talked about most frequently, because every time I would talk to him, he would bring this up. He would talk about the economy, and he would talk about the low unemployment, low unemployment. So why would he?
Oh, yeah. Keep going. Tony. I'm almost there.
I'm sorry. Is he talking about, it's Tony Perkins talking about the time he had with Donald Trump?
So why would he intentionally hurt those things unless he was taking decisive action for the benefit of America?
And I want to, my friends on the right, I believe if we'd let it run its course, Tony, you'd have a couple million people dead right now. Look, 70,000 people are dying with us locking the whole world down. So the president put life, he is pro-life in the real sense of the word. He put life ahead of his economic success.
What?
He's pro-life and put life in front of his economic success. They're literally rewriting history that's a month old.
I was about to say, it just happened.
We were just here. I'm old enough to remember 4 weeks ago.
What? You know, we have talked on this show a lot about right-wing nut job brain jujitsu. Is that what we're seeing right now?
This is not this even jujitsu. This is just lying.
Yeah, right?
This is just shit spreading.
It's lazy even.
Yeah. It's not what you saw happen And what you heard him say isn't what happened and isn't what he said.
I think that's fascism, Pat. I think it is, right? That's fascism.
The economy came to a grinding halt, not because of anything bad about the economy, to save lives. Now we're trying to balance how to turn it on. I think he's done a really good job. Dr. Fauci and Briggs have been good advisors. Vice President Pence has done a phenomenal job leading this task force. And Democrats are just always moving the goalposts. But here's what 2020
Democrats are moving the goalpost. We don't want anybody else to die. Oh, you're moving the goalpost.
The goalpost. God, I mean, yeah.
We need less money for billionaires and rich corporations, and more money to go to poor people and people that really need it. Oh, you're just moving the goalpost now.
You know, it feels like in this country there are two people. There are people that are working to flatten our curve so this thing doesn't overtake our healthcare facilities. And there are people that really don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's our Hail Mary with the corona. This has to work because we don't have a vaccine or fucking treatment.
What is it going to be about? I think it's going to be a lot about China.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And hopefully we'll see a restart of our economy.
And we've got some ridiculous outro music playing in the background now. We're going to get back to.
Oh, God, you self-important cunt bag. Tony Perkins, right? Perkins. Where does he come from?
Virulently anti-gay. Family Research Council president. He's you know, another one.
Yeah.
He's trying to get in everybody's bedrooms and in everybody's pants.
Ooh, hot. Very hot, Tony. You dick. Fuck these people.
He's the one who, what was it, a couple of years ago, it was hilarious because he always talks about how America's being punished because all the butt fucking that's going on.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then, like, his area was one of the hardest hit in some massive flood. Like,
that's right.
His entire compound was flooded. Yeah.
The weather's so nice today. Thank you, gay people, so much for easing up on the ass fucking today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for lowering the beaver bumping.
Yes,
we appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, and yesterday was nice. Yeah. God, I guess less dick sucking.
Well, social distancing, you know, I mean.
Yeah. It's hard to. Again, I think you have to do that with VR, don't you?
What?
Sex and shit like that or something.
Got an intimate encounter with someone new?
You know.
ScrollGuard slips easily into your pocket, so you can carry it with you wherever you go. You can also put on ScrollGuard hours before the main event, so that you can avoid awkward interruptions.
What? No, don't worry about that. That's just a body condom made of fruit roll-ups.
So the moment you take down your pants and you're wearing a giant,
there is
basically
no way to,
you're wearing a giant like ass condom or torso condom.
Yes.
That's not going to shock people.
Yeah. God, I mean, I imagine there's all kinds of reasons people don't fuck people. But there's all kinds of ways that people are able to reason around certain things that would be a deal breaker. I don't know how you deal with this.
Before we, you know, get busy, just want to let you know,
I've got to slip the condom through the front of my ScrollGuard.
I'm wearing a body condom.
That's all very bizarre.
But it's they're like the shape of an old-timey bathing suit, right?
Yeah.
Who thought of this?
They're like boxer briefs, but they're
interesting.
Made of latex.
I'm just thinking about this from a Shark Tank angle and like
with a hole in the front that you can insert a condom.
Bad. Now you bring your own condom. The price of the
ScrollGuard. They do not provide condoms.
That's correct. But like, where is the retail space for this? Where does the shelf space come from? That's my question.
I don't believe it did, hence.
The secret is the high-quality premium latex that is thick enough to cover your genital area, but thin enough to feel like a second skin.
Oh, no.
Just fasten any two buttons securely into place, and when you're ready, tuck the condom into the base.
Oh, yeah! But it's not a second skin. Ah!
How many, what are the packaging like? But like, how many to a pack? Like when I buy a Skrogard, do I get a single or do I get
Have that information.
Set of four. With every fifth purchase of Skrogard, you get a smoothie.
With every fifth purchase of Skrogard.
Yeah. I don't even know how much they are.
Let's see. Oh no, we have breaking news.
Oh God. Oh fuck.
Lori Baker posted on the Facebook page.
Yes. God, I thought you were going to say something about RBG or something. Thank God.
She said, as family and staff, we continue to fight the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
And take stand against the evil forces and hatred that has come against our ministry. In Jim's words, this has been the most vicious attack he's ever experienced. For many years now, Jim has been working nonstop, working hard to bring incredible profits, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S,
well, that,
pun intended, and guests to our show, discovering and developing new products to share, building at Morningside, bringing forth the message for the days that we are living in.
Okay.
All these projects and the vigorous welfare that we have experienced in the last several weeks have taken a huge toll on Jim's health.
Oh, shit.
I wanted to share with you, our loving and caring partners, that Jim recently experienced a stroke. We are thankful that Jim is okay, and he's now at home with our family. Under the guidance of medical professionals and our board of directors, Jim will be taking a sabbatical from the show. Jim will be back! Exclamation point.
Boy.
He's still Shelby. He's still dreaming and hearing from the Lord. And he already has a powerful word to deliver when he returns to the air. In the meantime, the show will continue. Jim is a watchman on the wall. And we as a family, that means Lori's
I was about to say, we're getting more Lori Baker.
And we as a family are committed to carrying his mantle by bringing more profits, news, updates, and more in the coming weeks on the Jim Baker Show.
Well,
we ask that you continue to pray for Jim, pray for our ministry during these challenging times. As Jim always said, God loves you. He really does. And so do we. Love, Lori.
Oh, thank you. Jeez, thanks, Lori and Jim. Oh, gosh.
Well, that's very sad.
Boy, that's horrible. Does that... Wait. Boy, that is horrible. Is that better or is it more like, oh, that's horrible. Is that better or that's horrible? What's better? Did any of those sound convincing? God, that's so sad. Ooh, that wasn't very good. Oh, my God. No, that sucked. Oh, God. That was horrible.
Oh, God, these comments.
That sounds good.
My prayers to you, Jim. Don't let Satan use the media to try and destroy you. God has chosen you to be the watchman for his sheep. My heart is saddened to hear you, H-E-R-E, hear you have
that's a bad
had a
one.
Stroke, but you will be healed by the blood of Jesus and come back stronger. Your work is not over yet. My blessings to you and your family. Hopefully, Lori, you will keep us updated. Oh, we agree.
Oh, yeah.
Hazel.
Hey, not to be a dick, but if you're spelling here like you're hearing me with your ear, and you spell it H-E-R-E.
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
You're dumb.
Claudia writes, I felt in my spirit something was wrong. I've been praying and supporting you. I can see what a toll this cruel attack has taken on all of you.
Send them a check. That's all they want. That's all they give up. Wait, you know what? Honestly, how do we know he's not pulling a Kim Jong-un?
Right.
I'm serious. I mean,
we don't.
That's not, I'm asking this seriously. Okay. Do not laugh at me. That's not above him, right?
No.
Of course.
Jesus, I'm in tears. Satan is a lair from the pit from hell.
A lair?
Not liar.
Yeah.
They meant lair.
Gosh.
But they said lair, I mean.
Apparently, Satan is language for this person.
Lord, I pray for Pastor Jim Baker to heal his body and touch him with your healing powers.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, that's hot.
God, these people are creepy.
You guys are fucking bananas. This is, I'm
sorry.
I'm
surprised Lori didn't delete this one. I used to watch Jim and Tammy on PTL. I'm surprised Lori's like, delete that bitch.
Yeah. Did they know each other? You know?
I think Lori's too young.
Yeah. Jeez. I don't know. I don't know about any of it. This is, Jim, I'm sorry to, okay. I'm trying not to go down the dark side, but I do have a question. Never mind. He had a stroke?
He did. Apparently he's okay.
Oh, he's okay. Wait.
He's at home recovering.
I didn't mean it like
take
that.
A little sabbatical.
I didn't mean like oh, he's okay. Like I sounded like I was sad. I was not. I'm glad he's okay. I'm so glad he's okay.
Good. Oh, this comment. Satan and the demonic forces of darkness that have descended upon our earth are trying to kill great people of God's word like Jim.
You know, the great thing is you can figure all these guys probably have guns, right? Good. That's great. A sincerely held belief in something that doesn't fucking exist. And I'm strapped, motherfucker!
God, these people are... These comments are really terrifying.
They sound radicalized. Do you know what I mean? Like, they sound like they've
been all crazy, right?
Loony as fuck by this shit.
This is like the shit the Taliban writes.
But they know... Yeah. But this doesn't... None of this exists. You know?
Yeah.
I'm
right there
I'm
with
sorry.
Him.
Sorry. Yeah. Shelby, tell these people that there's no God. Maybe they'll listen to a dog.
Here's an interesting little poll, though.
Okay. Ooh, yes. Trump has said that.
Yeah. Wait you see my interesting little poll, girls.
Meet me in the rape room.
God, I saw another story the other day of one of the contestants from the Miss Teen USA that was talking about how Trump used to just wander in, not knock on the door.
Wait.
And just literally wander into the girls' dressing room.
Are you sure that's Trump and not Obama? Yeah. God. Just wanders in? Who does that?
According to a recent survey from the polling group PRRI.
Yes.
The survey found that since March, the percentage of white Christians in battleground states who say they hold mostly or favorable view of Trump has dropped from 75% to 48%.
Damn!
Almost 30 percentage points.
Damn! Wait, but there is still that block, right?
Yeah, but these are battleground states.
I know.
And he's starting to lose the Christians.
He's starting to lose
them. Because guess what? A lot of Christians are old. And Trump and his people are out saying, take one for the team, Grandma, so we can open Chuck E. Cheese again.
But they're going to, right? They're going to.
What do you mean?
Well, if we're reopening, then there are going to be a lot more people one for the team.
And they're realizing that. And they're not happy with Trump.
That's amazing. See, we finally found something.
They'd rather not be killed by him. Yeah. They're okay with Mexicans being killed.
That's how racist they are.
They're okay with the black people being killed. They're okay with Muslims. Really okay with Muslims being killed.
Yeah, bad call, Donald. Bad call. Turns out these people don't want to fucking die.
And turns out Rick Wilson was 100% right. This report says Trump benefited from a brief rally around the flag effect.
Yeah.
As the coronavirus pandemic began to spread in the U.S. Oh, it's too early for you to wake up.
But you rally around the flag because you want to believe that your government is there to protect you. And we're all in this together, right?
And even Trump can't fuck this up. That there's enough of infrastructure in place. But the thing is, he's gutted the infrastructure.
Right.
Now he's doing the same thing to the post office. See the guy he's putting in charge of the post office?
See that?
He's putting in charge of the post office.
That is how we're going to vote safely.
Over the last 4 weeks, as the total number of reported U.S. cases have increased exponentially from 33,000 cases to over 900,000.
But those aren't recent.
This is a few days ago, by the way. It's over a million now.
Okay.
The boost rapidly dissipated.
Oh,
the rally around the flag.
Not the coronavirus.
And again, Rick Wilson, 100%
correct.
He's like, give it time.
Right. God, this is so, it's like, this is very discouraging. We know there's more COVID out there, but we're putting more people out there.
The survey also revealed that white Christians who live in rural areas do have a more favorable opinion of Trump.
Oh, wow. That's a shocker. Thanks for adding that caveat. Of course. Fuck. God damn. It's like, why isn't his approval number at zero? He's handled a pandemic so shittily we can't go anywhere. I mean, we can.
Well, had he made it so we couldn't go anywhere a month earlier, we might be able to go out now without...
Yes. And aren't the unemployment numbers, like, real fucking bad?
What was the... They were talking about South Korea again, and there was somebody on telly giving numbers and said... I forget what their numbers were, but it was like a month ago, because we said we had our first case the same day South Korea said they had their first case.
Right.
And it was something like they went up to a couple hundred cases and then they peaked and now they're having days of zero new cases and nobody's dying. And they have about 2,000 cases or something like that total. And they said, even if you extrapolate that, yes, it's a smaller country than us, when you do the per capita and things like that, it's insane how badly we've done in this country compared to what they did.
They have 2,000 total cases.
I'm that number could be way off. It's a very small number. Percentage-wise, like our numbers went up like...
We're like a million, right?
900%. It went up exponentially. Uh-huh. Their numbers didn't.
I mean, why Rick Wilson's ad, that Lincoln Project thing, to me is so jarring. And it's just... Because it's a wake-up call. I mean, you know, not like... Nobody really thinks things are going that well unless you're insane. You know, you're a MAGA death cultist. But like that ad nails it on the head, right?
But I think this is good news. Yes. I mean, if we know with the reports, the most recent polls showing his popularity with independents 30 points underwater.
Damn.
And we know he was losing white suburban women who voted for him. Shame on you,
Karen. Karen, is that
shame
racist?
Shame on you, Karen. Yeah.
Is it racist to say Karen?
No, fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. Fuck them. He's losing support everywhere.
Yeah.
He's kind of fucked. And I'm seeing more and more reports of these Republicans who are terrified. Trump's campaign allegedly was enraged by the fact that RNC memo came out to all the candidates saying, don't defend Trump.
Right.
With this response, blame China. Like, but don't start trying to defend what Trump did. Just blame China for starting it.
God, how shitty is the RNC, by the way?
And that Trump was livid about that.
I mean, what kind of position is that for a Republican, though? I mean, because that means if you go after Donald Trump, they're going to send tons of money after you. And they'll
That's
primary
why they said
you.
Don't do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they said don't support him, though, but don't criticize him.
Right.
But don't try to defend him. Try
Jesus
to pivot.
Christ.
Whenever anybody says, look at what Trump did, pivot to China.
That's impossible. I don't know how you go out and campaign in this shit if you're a Republican. Because if you're the Democratic running against, I would say, look at all this shit we want to pass for the people to fight coronavirus. Why aren't we doing it, dickhead? What do they have to, how do they defend that?
I
guess Jesus, you say Jesus and like, you know, abortion, maybe. That's your black people. Say that. You say that. That's a good one. You say Nancy DeVos. Nancy Pelosi, I mean.
Betsy DeVos.
Betsy DeVos. I know.
She
sucks.
This is another one of these cases. These fucking sheriffs, man.
Ugh.
Over the weekend in New Mexico, Sierra County Sheriff Glenn Hamilton visited a church and deputized 20 members.
Okay. For a posse?
But he's deputizing them so they can gather in person and go to their church services because they're now considered essential. They're exempt from lockdown orders because law enforcement.
Imagine we're dealing with this pandemic. It's all over the fucking globe, dude. And we're at a place where the only thing we can do is stay at home because it's not a treatment and it's not a virus. The only thing there is not bitch slapping our healthcare, you know?
So
we
this
can't
says
even get people to do that.
This says we have a sheriff rewarding Christians with the opportunity to put their communities in direct path of the virus.
God. To serve and protect, right?
He deputized in the middle of the Sunday service. The sheriff deputized any churchgoer willing to sign up.
Oh, my God. How many people signed up?
Over 20.
Oh, God. You guys are bootlickers. You're fucking anti-science bootlickers. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I'm not in any way, shape, or form attempting to minimize the impact it's had on our state, on their friends, and on their families. But the reality, folks, is that we're all going to die, the sheriff said.
What the fuck? Okay. God damn.
Later rather than sooner, would most of us would prefer.
Listen to this little nihilist. Somehow that guy feels that people close to him will have a better shot of not dying than people he just doesn't know. So that's crazy. All of this is nuts, dude. This attitude the Republicans have about reopening works for them because they think they aren't going to be touched by anybody dying. I that must be what people are thinking, because otherwise, you know, think about people in your life. What if you lose them because you give this to them? I don't know.
So there you go. These sheriffs, man, are
they're assholes.
I'm finding very few examples of ones that aren't.
Why are
that
we
aren't spectacular, giant, unconstitutional, tyrannical ass fucks?
And the problem with electing them is you're going to get a Republican in a place like this.
Well, yeah.
And Republicans, I'm sorry, you guys haven't done anything great lately. I mean, shit, honestly.
Decent, good.
So I don't want you guys to be in a position where you get a gun and a little army of assholes to do your evil fucking bidding.
Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining. We got a few minutes left here.
Right. God, look at all these fucking cars going places. Jesus.
What?
Everybody's going places, dude. It's very busy. Very busy.
Let's see. Pastors are still claiming that Bill Gates will use the COVID vaccines to impose the mark of the beast.
Jeez, yes. What does that look like? Is the mark of the beast a...
We don't know.
It's a barcode. We do know.
666, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a barcode of 666, whatever that
is. It's on the forehead.
Can it also be a QR code, or does it have to be a barcode?
I guess it's open to interpretation.
Okay.
It is Christians, after all.
Yes. Oh, yes. What?
Meanwhile, my people,
yes,
in Ireland,
I'm drunk,
are waking the fuck up.
Oh, okay,
over there,
right?
I guess one of their courts out there, or some commission or something, whatever, you know, Ireland's Workplace Relations Commission,
right.
Students at a school in Ireland,
right,
were told they would receive a homework pass allowing them to skip an assignment if they sang during the school's first communion ceremony.
Oh, fuck yes!
An atheist parent complained.
God.
Because her child was effectively being punished for not promoting Catholicism.
Oh, shit. I got to say, though.
Even though he should have been able to opt out of the event without consequence. So even though they're not punishing him for not singing, they're rewarding those who do sing that he is not eligible before because he's not going to sing at their magic ceremony.
So wait a second.
Where they eat the flesh of a corpse.
It's all very creepy, you know, but what I get I sing one mass or whatever the fuck you want me to sing, and then I get out of homework one time.
Yeah.
Sign me up. I'll do that. You just made religion worth it for me. I don't want to do that homework assignment.
The school was saying they did nothing wrong since everybody's allowed to sing in the choir if they want.
But you're punishing people. Well,
and here they say at Patheos, as if allowing Muslims, atheists, and Jews to promote Catholicism. That's a form of equality.
That's insane.
You guys get to, we're allowing you the freedom to promote our religion.
But just think about it.
We're allowing you the right ability to promote our religion.
It's Saturday afternoon. You got a paper due. You're like, oh God, it's choir tomorrow. I haven't used my get out of jail free card. I might go sing some bullshit. Just don't get molested.
And by the way, most of the schools still over there in Ireland are Catholic. It's like 90% Catholic schools.
So still. Then you do Catholic shit.
But they make them be very secular.
Right.
The case was taken up by Ireland's workplace relations. So the mother complained. The parents complained.
Well, it's insane.
And it says the ruling is likely to have implications for Catholic schools. They sided with the atheists.
Yeah.
They're like, you can't do that.
You can't give somebody extra homework because they're fucking atheists or they're Buddhist or what the fuck.
Right.
Ever.
Or allow the non-atheists to opt out of homework is what they're doing.
Yeah. Great. And they don't. These evangelicals don't need to opt out of any fucking homework or whatever.
So a lot of the religious idiots are squealing because Catholic schools still make up 90% of primary schools.
Yeah.
And how they organize religious events.
Yes.
And incentivize children to attend them.
Is that but what you described, like if you sing a song, then you get out of homework. Is that like a thing that you guys do? Or
I never
is
heard
it
of that? No, we were Catholic right. school. We're not. Their state schools are tied in with with the religious schools.
Yeah.
Here it was very separate. So
right.
You're singing.
They turned you into, yeah. But
you're singing.
And they turned you into an atheist.
No, my brain turned me into
an
atheist.
Right. That's true.
They say it does not appreciate that the action had an adverse effect on students who are not of the Catholic faith. The commission ordered this awarded the sum of 5,000 euros.
Wow.
In respect of discriminatory treatment, ordered the school to review its policies to ensure it complies with the provisions of the Equal Status Act. Right.
Wow. 7,000 euros awarded to the atheist, right?
So here they're squealing religious freedom and trying to have more shit like this.
Yeah.
Countries are becoming more civilized.
I mean, that could be Alabama. That story could take place in Alabama, absolutely. You know what I mean?
Right. Except the commission would be voting on the side of the religious idiots.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And what is the commission, by the way? It's the...
Workplace Relations Commission.
We don't have that, probably. I mean, I can't imagine.
We have equivalents, but right. I'm sure they wouldn't...
They do the opposite of whatever it was meant to do.
The mother has already moved her child to another school, and she's not keeping the money. She's giving it back to the school.
Oh, well, that's nice. God, take their.
It says she's
money.
giving it to charity, so they're right. Not 100% sure it's going back to school. Atheist Ireland celebrated.
Yes, absolutely.
This is the first time a parent has decided enough is enough and has taken a case to the Workplace Relations Commission. The outcome shows that inclusion, diversity, and respect for minorities are not part of a Catholic ethos. Whatever about the church, it is difficult to understand how teachers could treat a family in this manner. Teacher training colleges are clearly failing, and they've trained teachers to believe that this discriminatory behavior is acceptable. That's because the Catholic Church still has a lot of control and influence in teacher training colleges.
Wow.
It's Catholic as fuck in Ireland still.
God, you know, this story,
the Republic.
Just think about like the ripples this story would have made in America. You know, if this had happened in the, you know, Central Florida somewhere, some weird like Presbyterian college or something like that, or the Liberty University, you know,
You have a constitutional right to attend any school without attending religious classes or ceremonies. This ruling shows that schools cannot get around that right by punishing children who do not take part in religion.
See, the thing is, the difference is, it seems like the Catholics are trying to police themselves. Right? At least with this shit. Not with the rapes, but with this shit.
For years, schools just direct... This is Atheists Ireland again.
Yes.
For years, schools just directly forced children into religious classes and ceremonies. When parents complained to Atheists Ireland about this, we've always succeeded in getting schools to back down. Now schools are trying to make it harder to exercise your right to opt out. So... everywhere they're emboldened in this world. They tell you to go to another school or sit at the back of the religion class use rewards and punishments, not like this. That's not what homework is for. That's not what religion is for.
I mean, I get an extra assignment if I don't believe in something in the sky. Bonkers.
So a good move.
Yeah, that is awesome.
In Ireland.
Right. Hey, we're jelly, Ireland. You had some good news. Good for you.
Yeah, and they recently, I mean, it took them this long, but they recently, made abortion legal.
Oh, that's right.
Constitutional right.
I remember that.
After they literally killed a woman.
God. Wonder what their coronavirus situation is. Probably
she needed
bad.
An abortion, medical abortion, God. And they let her die because they wouldn't perform the abortion.
That's fucked up. My God. Coronavirus is probably bad there. I mean, it's bad everywhere.
Here's something that's... It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We only have a couple minutes left
oh,
here.
Shit.
But this is...
Goddamn.
God, these Catholics, of which I was brought up. But okay. Man, some of these beliefs. This is in Italy.
Oh, wee.
Excuse me. It's allergies.
Right. Not corona.
Right, I think. After more than 210,000 confirmed cases, 29,000 deaths, Italy is just starting to gradually ease its quarantine restrictions.
Shit.
A few formerly shuttered businesses will be permitted to reopen. Extended families can gather if they observe proper social distancing. Italy's being cautious, but Catholic clergy are beginning to look ahead to the moment when they can reopen the churches.
Oh my gosh. They got.
So, but they've got some problems. One is eating the dead dude flesh.
Oh, come on.
Is the distribution of communion is still considered a high risk activity.
Oh, God, it's disgusting.
Priests handling wafers, placing them directly in the hands or uncovered mouths of their parishioners, giving the entire congregation sips from the same sippy cup of consecrated wine.
Oh, but the way the Methodists do it is worse sometimes because they just bring a loaf of bread and you grab your piece.
Oh, you just grab a piece.
Oh, yeah. Bread. Everybody's licking. Oh, my God. It's gross.
So according to La Stampa,
an
Italian newspaper.
Yes.
Some churches are considering the possibility of takeout communion kits.
How about
in which individual wafers will be wrapped in plastic bags and left on shelves for the parishioners to serve themselves.
Oh my God.
As needed.
Wow. I thought a priest had to hand it to me.
Well, no, they have to cast their magic on it. I don't, well, they can cast their magic on it without touching it.
Guess what? There's going to be a scandal and we're going to find out that many of those wafers, there was no magic cast upon them and people just grab bullshit wafers that don't do dick.
But that already is pissing off some ultra conservative lunatic Cardinals.
Jesus, we just don't want to die from the coronavirus, you fuck.
Cardinal Robert Sarra of Ghana.
Okay.
Is the, listen to this, the prefect for the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments.
That's insane. Gosh.
He has a history of elevating the formalities of the Eucharist well above the people receiving it. He once declared that gluten-free communion bread was invalid.
Oh, yes.
As a sacrament.
Oh, good fucking point. You gotta have the gluten.
And fuck the Catholics with celiac disease. God. Let them shit themselves.
Oh, yeah. Go fuck yourself. You gotta have this. Gluten is gluten the thing that keeps you from bursting into flames in hell? Is that the...
In an interview with... La Nuova Bussola Quotidiana.
Zut allora.
He expressed his shock and horror at the idea of placing Jesus in a baggie.
Jeez. Oh, no.
It's absolutely not possible. God deserves respect. You can't put him in a bag.
No.
I don't know who thought of this absurdity. Even if it is true that the deprivation of the Eucharist is certainly a suffering, the matter of how to communicate is not open to negotiation. We communicate in a dignified way.
But
worthy of God who comes to us. The Eucharist must be treated with faith. We cannot treat it as a trivial object.
Right.
We are not the supermarket.
Jeez.
This is total madness.
Wow. Boy, somebody misses the altar boys or something. Somebody's very upset. Listen, dickhead, it can be challenged. If we have everyone you can't put God in
Nobody
a bag.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
This is crazy. You can't put God in a bag. It might not work. We might all burn in hell, or Catholics will burn in hell.
He's saying he wants a confession back. Nobody can prevent a priest from confessing and giving communion. Nobody has the right to stop him. The sacrament must be respected. So even if it is not possible to attend masses, the faithful can ask to be confessed and receive communion.
Yes, 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 yes. Good.
The Lord is a person. No one would welcome the person he loves in a bag or otherwise in an unworthy way.
It's in a bag. You're putting God's flesh in a baggie, right?
Right.
That's fucking bullshit.
Right. Maybe a Ziploc.
Oh, well, of course.
I would hope.
Of course a Ziploc. The fuck? We're not barbarians.
These people are batshit.
Yes.
You can't put a cookie in a bag because it'll be upset.
Don't put God in a bag. Don't put God in a baggie.
Excuse me. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
God, that's funny.
We will be back next week, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available on your favorite podcasting applications or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the social medias, at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, on the Twitter, on the Facebook. And check out his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somata sidi dalamuku, mande kishiti kolora bashata. Adu shaka taria kataha, abasotriante
shato 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 shato. Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.